Okay, welcome to Parak Beis. I'm Hilchos Matnas Aniyam. And we're going to continue with Halachas of Pei Leket and Shechcha. And specifically, this is going to deal with, for example, which produce this applies to. Just one example of the details of Halachas in this Parak. So Halacha Aleph Rama says, Kol Ochel Shegidulo Min Aretz V'Nishmar V'Likitaso Kulo Ka'achas U'Machnisen Oso L'Kiyam. So these are the qualifications for Chayav V'Peah. What are the qualifications? Anything that grows from the ground, okay, is kept an eye on. Nishmar, kept an eye on. Likitasto means it's all harvested in one time. And what do you call it? We take all this harvest and we put it into a storage area. That's chayav in peah. Shnemar ukuchachem is chitziar tzachem. So those are the qualifications in order to produce a chiyuv of peah. So now the Rambam says in Halacha Beis, to get a little more specific, anything that follows that's like these five qualifications are chayiv and peah. Kagon, hatzvua v'kitnios v'achruvin v'agozin v'ashkenim rimonim v'anavim v'azesim v'tmarim bein yivashim bein yirachim chol yotzevelu. So just as examples like nuts and almonds and grains, these are all, whether they're dry or moist, are all chayiv and peah. Aval istis v'puach yotzevhem p'turim neshein ocho. So you have certain things like indigo, which we don't eat. That's pater. Pchein kamein upichios p'turin. And you have, for instance, mushrooms. They're pater from peah. Nei shein gidulim in art. Hashar peres arts. They don't grow from the ground the same way as other produce does. Pchein a hefker pater. So too things that have no ownership. Meaning we don't keep an eye on them. Are pater. Shein li lo mishimreno because no one watching it. Shrihum of kolakol because anyone can take it. So if it's ownerless, it's also pater from peah. Pchein a te'en in p'turin. Nei shein li kitasan ka'achas. Figs are actually pater from peah. Why? Because when it comes time to harvest them, we don't gather them up together at once. So there's some figs that are completed on this tree today, and then some on that tree at a later date. So too, vegetables are pater from peah because we don't gather them together and store them. However, when it comes to garlic and onions, they're chayiv and peah, sharei v'yavshin osam, because we dry them, machnisan so l'kiyum, because we do store them. V'chena imosh, shal betzelim, so too onions that are placed in the ground, shemenichros amaretz, likach mehen azerach, chayavos, v'peah, v'chen chayotza b'zeh. So what it called, which sometimes they would plant onions in the ground to produce certain types of seeds, those are actually chayiv in peah as well. Alcha gemol, karka, kol shehu, chayavos v'peah. All right, now moving into what kind of land is chayiv in peah. So the Rambam says that no matter how small the area of land is, it's still chayiv and peah. I feel high social shutfin, even if there's partners in owning the field. Shenemar katsir artzachem, I feel shiravim. So it could be a multiple ownership field, and it's still chayiv and peah. Lachadalad sadeh shekatsir nochem la'atzman. Right, let's say you have a field that's harvested by non-Jews for themselves, or shekatsrua listim, or let's say robbers come along and harvest it, or karmusa nemalim, or let's say little ants come along to destroy it, or shavrasa haruach, or behema, or let's say the wind destroys the field. All these cases are raised of tur min peah. They are, what do you call it, this type of field is pater from peah, shechovas peah bekama, because peah only applies to produce that's actually still standing. It's still present. If it's destroyed, there's no chiyuv peah. Halacha hey. Katzer chatzia. So let's say I harvested half the field. But katzer listim chatzia. And let's say the listim, the robbers, harvested the other half. Shinishar. Arezu p'tura. That's actually pater from peah. Shechiyuv bechatzi shekatzro halistim. Right? Because the obligation that exists for what it called the part that they're harvest the robbers harvested. So what it what's the difference in the case? The case is that if the thieves went ahead and harvested half of it, and then I went ahead and harvested my half later on, right? So then what it called, then I'd be chayv and peah. But if they went ahead, if I did my half and then they did their half, then I'd be pater. Katzer chatzia, machar chatzia. Let's say I harvested half of it and sold half of it. The person who bought it gives payah from the entire field. Let's say I harvested half and was made hektish for the mikdash half. We recognize this. The person who redeems it from the base of mikdash, he gives payah from the entire field. Let's say I harvest half of it. So if I what it called, let's say I was makdish that which I harvested, so then I have to leave payah from whatever's left in the field for the anim. Okay, halacha vav. Now returning back to Karim, which we saw a lot of in Kilayim. Karim shaya botzer menu anavim limkor b'shuk. So let's say I have a vineyard that I'm harvesting grapes from it to sell in the shuk. Uvedaito sheniach hashar legas lidrochosa. But he has the intention to leave the whatever's left over from the field, from the vineyard, for the wine press. Imayabot so the shuk mikan mikan. So if he's going to go ahead, what do you call it? If you would harvest it from any, or if you would harvest the grapes from any side of the field, then he would have to go ahead and give peya for that which he is going to harvest for the press. Let's say he's only going to harvest, grapes from one specific side of the vineyard. So then he would leave peya for whatever's left over from the vineyard, whole batsum ruach achas, and a kibbutz arai ma'at mikan ma'at mikan shupater. Because if someone picks to harvest grapes from one side of the vineyard, that's not like someone who's harvesting a little from here and a little from there. And in that case, he'd be pater. The chen kol kotev lilos ma'at ma'at, right? So too, let's say someone is harvesting little bits of grain, like a little bit here and a little bit there, umachas abeso, and he brings it to his house, afilu katef, even if he would have called a little tiny mount, chen kain. I feel a cut of kol sadeo, even if he did this way for the entire field, meaning he just did little bits here, little bits there. Pater min aleka mishrecha nopea. So that kind of harvesting, which obviously is put the big shinoi, is pater from the three matnos anil. Halacha zayin. Hakotzer kol sadeo kodim shetugmar. Let's say a person harvests the field before the field is actually completely ripe. But dayan loy biyashlish, right? And he hasn't, what do you call it? Let's say the field has not hit a third of its growth. Then arezu ptura. When once the field hits a third of its growth, then he's chayav. So too with fruit trees in nigru shlish grasan chayavin. So too by an orchard, let's say once it's hit one third of its ripeness, then he is chayav in the matnos aniyam. Halacha ches a makdish sadeo. Let's say someone's makdish his field, he kama, right, and let's say it is the grain there is standing, he's chayav in peah. Katzra gizbar ba'achak pada abdura. Now let's say the Beis HaMikdash accountant comes ahead and harvests it, and then it's redeemed, then it's pater. Because when the Chiyah Peah came into existence, the field was Hakdash, and that's not Chayav in Peah. Let's say a non-Jew harvests his field, and then he becomes Jewish. He'd actually be pater on this field from the big three. Even though the Shechacha, okay, which is, remember, that's that which you forgot, only takes place when you are, what do you call it, gathering the sheaves of grain together in piles. We don't hire non-Jewish workers to harvest. So you're not really supposed to have non-Jewish workers work in your field because they don't really know the halachas of the matnos aniyam. But nonetheless, if you go ahead and hire them and they harvest the entire field, it's still chayav and peah. Let's say I own a field and I harvest it and I do not leave paya. Then I'd have to go ahead and take some of the stalks of the grain and give it to the aniyam. And I don't have to go ahead and, what it called, take a tenth of it, okay, do maisa from it. Then nasan lahem rova katzer mishum paya. Let's say I gave most of that which is harvested, what it called, to pay. I'm pater from Meiser. And of course, we'll see Meiser later on. Let's say a person went ahead and threshed grain, but he didn't go ahead and winnow the grain. Then he'd have to get pay before he does Meiser. About Dash Vizara, the Rachas of the Mizra. Let's say he went ahead and threshed and winnowed with like a shovel, for example. But Gomer Malachto, and he finished the Malach of that, Maaser. Then he has to go ahead and give Meiser. Then you have to give from the peros, the requisite miser that he's chayav in, the chayin bilanos, the same thing applies to fruit trees as well. Halacha yud beis. Okay, so now where's the location of peah? We know it's at the end of the field. Because the poor people have to know where they have to go take their, where they should get their peah from. And so too, it becomes recognizable to people walking by, right, that this is the area of peah. There'd be no chashash, no suspicion that this person is not fulfilling his deal. Also, this is there for that the liars, who they won't go ahead and kosher the entire field. And what happened is people walk by, he'll be at the end of the field, they'll say, no, what do you call it? I've really finished harvesting. There's nothing left for pay. Oh, another reason, so too, there'll be no time, where a person won't be around to leave it there, right? And and he'll basically give it to an ani he's actually close with, an inside job for an ani. However, if the person did leave pay in the middle of the field, for example, that's still paya. But ultimately, he's trying to go ahead and leave at the end of the field the requisite amount of paya that's required from what's left over from from the harvesting. Let's say the owner of the field gives paya to aniyim v'amrulo, and he says ten lano mitzad ze, and they say to him, give us from that side. Nuslahem mitzad acher. And he gives them from a different side. Zubazu peya. Both of them are peya. Let's say an owner is mafresh peya. V'amar harezu peya. He says, this is peya. V'gam zu. And he says, this also. Osh amar harezu peya v'zu. Or he says, that's peya and this is peya. Harez shtem peya. Both of them can actually be peya. So you can expand the designation of peya to other areas of the field. So the workers can't harvest the entire field. Rather, what they do is they leave a little bit at the end of the field, kashira peya, requisite shear of peya. The aniyim baklum, and the aniyim don't have rights to anything, ad shiafishena balabais midaito, until the balabais is mafishit from his own das. The vigach ani shiroa peya besof sada. Therefore, if an ani saw peya at the end of the field, also ligabba, he can't touch it, mishum gezel, because he'd be stealing it, so even though the Baal Bais is chayv to do it, it has to be something he does midas. If he doesn't do it intentionally, like in order with permission, then the ani actually would be stealing. So when it comes to, let's say, grains, which are harvested from seeds, certain types of crops, obviously, and so too, when it comes to the peya of a vineyard or fruit trees, nitenes mechubar lekarka, it is given tied to the ground. And the poor people come along and they grab it by their hand. We don't harvest these things with like sickles. We don't dig them up with shovels. So because we're concerned if the aniyim used tools to dig this stuff up, they hit each other. The aniyim can split up the produce among themselves. Let's say 99 say that they want to divide it up, and one of them says, no. What do you call it? Let's take whatever we want, finders keepers. We listen to that one person because he's actually correct. Halacha design. Peya shel dalas v'shel deka. So you have peya from, let's say, a certain type of grapevine. Remember, dalas, it's a grapevine that's draped over, or a date palm, where it's very dangerous, okay, for the aniyim to be able to take from it, because, let's say, from the tree they have to climb up. So the owner must get up onto the date palm, for example, take them off and distribute them from the aniyim. They're much a kulun lavozoso la'atzman bozen. But let's say they all went ahead and they'll do it on their own, then the option's open for them. Even if 99 say we want to take it, and one says to divide it, so this is the inverse of halacha tesvav, because this is a dangerous situation. If one person says, no, we want to split it up, we don't want to be everyone on our own because of the nature of the challenge of getting the food, we listen to the one guy over the 99. So there are three times during the day where peah is divided up, for the poor people, and it's for them to take. Shachar in the morning, mechatiyam halfway through the day, and mincha, and by mincha time. Ani shavash lo bezmanzei menichan osolito. If an ani came, let's say at night, he would not be able to go ahead and take. Kadesha eis kavul aniim shikapsu vokulon lito, because there has to be a set time for the aniim to come and gather everything. Lamalo kavula lo eis achas biyom. Why not only have one time during the day? Excuse me. Nesha yisham anios menikos shetzrichos leachol b'tchilas yom. Because sometimes there are poor people, poor mothers who are nursing, and they have to eat at the beginning of the day. You have also little kids that are poor, that aren't awake during the day. They won't get to the field until halfway through the day. Beisham Zakenim. We also have old people, She'enam Magin Ad HaMincha. So for the older Aniyim, they're not going to make it there until Mincha time. Alach Yud Ches. Ani Shenatal Mixas HaPeah. Let's say an Ani takes some of the Peah, Vizarak Al HaShar, and he throws it over the remainder of the stuff, O Shenafaleah, or falls on him, O Shapirish Taliso Aleah, or he puts his garment, his clothing over it, Kotsu Nosan. We actually knas him, we find him, Mavir Nosan Imena, we take the Peah from him, Abil Mashen Natal, even that which he took, Lochen Nosan Yado, Yinetan Ani Acher. And then we give it to a different Ani. What do you call it? Because basically he's being sneaky in how he's taking the payah. Alach Yates, Mishalachach is a payah. Someone takes payah. Amar Harezel Ish Ploni Ani. And he says, this is for, let's say, John, the poor guy. Im Anihu Zeshalachach Mitoch Shazochabol Atzma Zochabol Osaploni. So if as long as the guy who took it is an Ani, then he can be Zochid for a different Ani. Im Asherhu, but if the guy who took it was Rish, Lo Zochalo Elinela Ani Shinim Sarishon. He can't give it to that one specific Ani he promised to. Rather, he gives it to the first Ani that he finds. Finally, lechachaf baal bayis sheniach peah laniyim. When the owner leaves peah for the poor people, elu haomdim lefanav, right, for the ones who are standing in front of him, ba'ani acher mechorav. And let's say an ani comes from behind him, but nutla then takes zochaba. He can keep it in adam zochaba leka shechah peah the selah shal mitziyat shagiyalado. Because the person does not acquire the three manos aniyim, or even let's say a coin that was lost until it actually gets into his hands. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up Perakimel tomorrow.